We are almost ready to go to Bethlehem. We're almost ready to look for an inn and to hear the angels and to see the shepherds. The trees are out, the fourth candle on the Advent wreath is lit, and in a few days the decorations will be complete. We are almost ready to go to Bethlehem. But first, Luke takes us to the hill country. We have a visit to make and a woman to meet and a message to hear before we go to Bethlehem. Luke takes us on a journey to the hill country, and there we will meet Elizabeth. Now, there's something interesting about this journey and this beautiful scene in the hill country. We do not hear the name of Jesus, nor do we hear the name of John the Baptist. Yet both of them are there. Both of them are too small to be seen. They are veiled in the sacred wombs of their mothers. For the eternal word of God and the final prophet of the Lord are, in a sense, silent. And on this visit to the hill country, Elizabeth speaks. She is filled with the Holy Spirit. She announces God's good news. She rejoices, for the infant in her womb leaps for joy, for he recognizes that the Holy One of God and the salvation promised since the Garden of Eden is now at hand. The unborn John the Baptist dances, and Elizabeth preaches. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed are you who have believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Elizabeth praises Mary's faith. Elizabeth proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Elizabeth announces that Mary is the mother of the Lord. And Luke takes us to the hill country so that we can share the joy of Elizabeth. Luke takes us to the hill country so our hearts can dance with John the Baptist. Luke takes us to the hill country so that we can be ready for our journey to Bethlehem. We're almost ready to go to Bethlehem. We're almost ready to look for an inn and to hear the angels and see the shepherds. The trees are out, the fourth candle on the Advent wreath is lit, and in a few days the decorations will be complete. We are almost ready to go to Bethlehem. But first, we will rejoice with Elizabeth, and we will rejoice with John the Baptist, and the Lord Jesus, who will invite us to the manger, now invites us to his table, and our hearts will dance in joyful anticipation, for our salvation is now at hand. Amen. Thank you.